Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Tuesday. All I hear is the impending doom of the Lakers and LeBron leaving Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac, well, J-Mac. LeBron James, 39. 21st season in the books. What do you make of it?
What a game. What a series. I mean, goodness gracious. That was just tremendous theater last night. And I feel for LeBron and the Lakers. Denver was only plus 11 in the entire series. Plus 11. Lakers played great.
Yeah, all the games feel the same between these two. So a lot of people wondering this morning if, LeBron James, that was his last game as a Laker. Let's add some context to it. Believe it or not, despite the biggest brand, Jeannie Buss, who's really wonderful at what she does, she is the poorest NBA owner. Steve Ballmer, who owns the Clippers, is the first or second richest. He could buy, if you look at his net worth, 27 of the other owners combined. So LeBron's not only important for basketball, he's important for business. He sells tickets. They're sold out, and they're winning about 45 games a year. So there's a reason Kobe Bryant was paid top of the market till the end. Those local cable deals, whoever the cable provider is in Los Angeles, pay tens of millions of dollars a year. They need LeBron. L.A. is not Indianapolis or San Antonio. People here make a lot of money. We're a 40-minute flight to Vegas. We have beaches, mountains. The Dodgers draw $5 million. Two NFL teams, two NBA teams, USC, UCLA. You can't tank in L.A. You can't tank. You can't be starless. You can't even really truly rebuild. People have things to do here and a lot of money. And LeBron, in terms of basketball, was out of this world good this year. He was great in this series. His three-point shooting this year, best of his career. His field goal percentage, best yet as a Laker. He led the team in assists, ticket sales. He played 71 total games. I think he had 26 per night. He was fantastic. Many nights, he's the best player on the floor in the games he plays. Many nights, more than half. And that includes AD. And he and AD play well together, and he and AD get along really, really well. LeBron's always loved the guy that'll do the dirty work on rebounding and defense. LeBron doesn't want to do that stuff. He wants to get out in the break and shoot his threes. And AD is banged up and playing 70-plus games. He's a great defender, in my opinion, the best defender in the league. And AD just had his best year ever as a pro. He was fantastic. Jokic had to work for every point in this series. So LeBron wants to be a Laker, and here's the good news. When they made that AD trade with the Pelicans, it kind of trapped them for a couple of years, NBA regulations. They now can trade three first-round picks this year. They only have one, but they can trade three without getting into the weeds. It's due to the AD deal. And D'Lo's coming off the books. So they're going to need a star, and they're going to go get a star. Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young. So my guess is LeBron stays. There's no reason to move him for business. No reason to move him for basketball. I would absolutely have no problem committing for two or three more years. He's going nowhere. You know, you can draft his son if you want, but LeBron's still a really, really elite player. And he was in this series against a physical Denver team. But if you start looking at the West, just the West, forget the Celtics, you know, Denver, Mini, OKC, you start looking at these teams out West, they're better than the Lakers. I mean, here's a prime example. The Denver Nuggets do not have a single player of their best four that ever have a horrible game. They have horrible halves. Jamal Murray can have a bad half, but Jamal Murray will then have a great second half. The Lakers, D'Lo disappears for games at a time. Rui disappears for games at a time. Even Anthony Davis, as great as he is, can be a no-show sometimes offensively. I mean, Michael Porter's their third best player for Denver. He shot 48% from three in this series. He's an agile 6'10 athlete with a dead-eye three-point touch. He's their third best player. Okay? He is significantly more talented, gifted, and better than the Lakers' third best player, D'Lo or Austin Reeves. Their fourth best player is one of the better defenders, one of the longer bodies in the NBA, hustle guy Aaron Gordon. Way better, I would argue, and more valuable and more consistent than the Lakers' third best player, and he's their fourth. Not to mention they have KCP, who is just a big shot maker. So you can blame Darvin Ham all you want for this. The fact that they outplayed Denver most of the series says something. Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in this league. Over the last 15 years, 10 years, one of the best coaches. He's getting worked in his series. Why? The reality of his roster. The Lakers roster is top heavy. There's no bench. Their third best player, D'Lo, sometimes is a no-show, almost always against Denver. Well, what do you want from Darvin Ham? He got the Lakers ready to play. I thought they outplayed Denver again last night. But at no point, even when the Lakers led, that I think, oh, Denver's in trouble. Every time these two teams play, it always looks the same. Denver's better late because Denver's got better players and better closers and coffees for closers. Here was LeBron about his future after.
Any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Ah, the sly smile by LeBron. He wants to be a Laker, but he wants the Laker to make big moves. He'll put the pressure on. I think they'll retain LeBron and Darvin Ham. AD's here for the long run, and they'll go get a Trae Young or a Donovan Mitchell. So, LeBron, Curry, and Durant out of the playoffs. We're just moving into the second round. Since 2005, one of those guys, sometimes all three, one of those three had made the second round of the playoffs. They're all gone. So who's the next face of the league? Who's the next face? Jokic, Tatum, Giannis, Luka, SGA, Wemby, Ant Edwards, all vying, some vying. Jokic doesn't want to be the face of the league. Who's the face of the league? Who's going to carry the torch? Now, they're all talented, but there is no Patrick Mahomes to replace Brady, Manning, and Breeze. It's not there. He was marketable. He was the best player. He's the best quarterback. He plays the most important position. NBA diehards will tell you it's going to be Ant Edwards. It's going to be this guy. It's going to be that guy. The truth is, they thought Iverson, Stevie Francis, and Marbury would replace Jordan, and half the league ratings disappeared. I don't think any of these guys, maybe Wemby, although I'm not sure he wants it, will be the face of the league. And this, like international soccer, is a face of the league sport. You don't need it in the NFL, although they've always had it, but it's a big part of this league. Now they're going to Amazon, reportedly, so a lot of people aren't going to watch them. When you go to streaming, your numbers can go down. They generally do, significantly. So a lot of people forget this. They always think, it doesn't matter what market you're in. Yes, it does. LeBron is the only small market face of the league ever. Think I'm lying? Go back to the 70s. It was like Jerry West, the logo, Los Angeles. And then right after that, I felt like Dr. J, big market Philadelphia. And then Magic, LA, Bird, Boston, Steph, Shaq, Kobe, all big market. LeBron's the only one in Cleveland. Michael Jordan, Chicago. And when Michael Jordan was the face of the league, the look, the game, the style, the earrings, the smile. And at that time, Chicago had the number one NFL team, the Bears. Oprah was the biggest star in daytime TV. And Siskel and Ebert were driving people to theaters when people used to go to theaters. Chicago has never been bigger than then. The Bears, Oprah, Jordan, Siskel and Ebert, it was flying. And then there's LeBron from Cleveland, who, for the record, was a headline in high school. The chosen one, the king. We don't have anybody like that now. So I don't know who the face of the league is, but market size matters. Now, could it be Jalen Brunson? He's not dynamic enough. His game is excellent. I love him, but that doesn't feel like Magic played different. Bird, Kareem, Dr. J, most of the faces of the league. I mean, Tim Duncan was the best player for about 5 years. The big fundamental was never close to the face of the league. You got to have some pow, some vertical, some Shazam. And I do think Ant Edwards has a lot of that, but Minnesota is a football market more than a basketball market. But this stuff matters. I don't know who the face of the league is. I love what I've watched in the playoffs. People always bang on the NBA. I thought last night was one of the best games I've seen in a year. I thought the couple of nights earlier, a Dallas Clippers second half was one of the great nights I've seen in basketball in this country, anywhere globally. That's great basketball. Knicks Sixers has been unbelievable. I love the league. I love the games. The fans, the arenas are sold out. The stars, it's international. But face of the league, I guess I'd go Ant Edwards and Wemby vie for it, but I don't feel it yet. J-Mac, they want Darvin Ham out of here. And it cracks me up. You can keep blaming LeBron's coaches. If you get rid of Darvin, what's he on, his seventh, eighth coach? You can keep blaming the coaches. The Lakers match up pretty well and led for most of the series. But in the end, the better players, Jamal Murray, Jokic, Porter, hit baskets. And we have D'Lo, Reeves, LeBron. And for the record, AD, because he plays such great defense, does usually feel a little gassed late in the fourth quarter offensively, because he actually is banging on guys that are bigger than him. So if you watch AD with the Lakers, he is giving you such an enormous effort defensively. I never feel like late in games I can depend on him offensively. I'll just take the defense against Jokic. Give me 18, I'll be happy with it. Yeah. LeBron's not playing that level of defense. He's kind of hanging out in the perimeter.
It's a tough one. I banged on Darvin Ham all year. I don't think he's the reason they lost this series. I mean, honestly, Jamal Murray hit two fluke shots in the final 4 seconds to knock him out. But I'll say this, Colin. You had a healthy Anthony Davis, healthy LeBron, healthy Austin Reeves. Like, the team was healthy, and they were in the play-in. That's kind of sort of unacceptable. That's on the coach for in-season maneuvering. Like, if you're a top five seed, you don't have to face Denver to start the playoffs. And the Lakers would be advancing. You know that. Right?
Well, I don't know that. I think OKC has been better in Minnesota. We kind of both had questions about the Thunder and the T-Wolves as playoff teams. They look really good. T-Wolves swept their guys, and OKC has been better than I thought.
T-Wolves look great. Don't you say the Lakers have been the third best team in the West in these playoffs so far, despite losing 4-1?
I don't know if they could. I do not think the Lakers. I think Minnesota would beat them pretty quickly. OKC, I do think they match up better against, but OKC's look great. They're a really talented team.
The Lakers went toe-to-toe with the defending champs and were minus 11 in a five-game series.
Yeah, but they've gone toe-to-toe 12, 13 games with them and lost 11.
I'm just talking about this. I don't want to hear about last year.
That's the reality. All these games look the same. The better team always. This is the NBA. It's a long season. The last 4 minutes of NBA games decide the winners. Denver always wins these games.
Well, they're not, also at home for the two buzzer shots.
Doesn't matter. Either. 12 of 13, they've won them all the same way. Again, you blame who you want. Denver's got better players.
I don't disagree with that. Although my guy Austin Reeves showed up in the fourth quarter. How good
Boston has better players than Miami.
Well, we'll see what the Porzingis.
Indiana right now, because Dame's hurt, has better players than Milwaukee. Mm. Better players usually win the series. Philly, New York feels like an outlier. It does feel like Philly's got more high-end players, but Jalen Brunson looks like the best player in the series.
I'm waiting for the Joel Embiid excuses to start. I mean, there's always something for that guy.
All right, top of next hour. Okay, coaching hires done, free agency done, the draft is complete. We do one of our final herd hierarchies before the NFL season starts. 1 through 10, who do we like? The draft can absolutely change. It maybe not take you from bad to great, but it can change very good teams to very good to maybe Super Bowl teams. That's coming up top of the hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, Nick Wright's around the corner. Here we go. This is my herd hierarchy. Okay, this is it right here. I got like one or two more, but now we got the draft, the free agency, the coaches. Here we go.
Herd hierarchy. Hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams, according to Colin. Number 10.
I'm going to put the Chargers in there. Listen, Herbert and Jim Harbaugh are great, but they lost a lot of offense. Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Gerald Everett. They lost like productive veteran dudes. Now, I like the kid they got out of Georgia, Joe Alt, good picks. They got Hayden Hurst. They went and got, Gus Edwards. They did get some replacements, but I don't think they're going to be quite as lethal offensively. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. I love their tackles. Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt, I have him at 10.
Number 9.
I may have him under. I'm going to take Houston 9. I may be wrong. They may be higher than this. I just love the way they're run. I like their draft. I like their free agent signing. Stephon Diggs, Danielle Hunter, Joe Mixon. The last 2 years in personnel, they've done as well as anybody in this league. I love what they're doing. Everything about it. I like the way they're coached, their quarterback, their front office. I like everything they're doing. I'll put them at 8 or 9, the Houston Texans.
Number 8.
Philadelphia. Listen, offensively, it's stacked. With or without Kelsey, it's stacked. Receivers, tight end, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. They have new coordinators, so I just want to watch it. A couple years ago, I loved their coordinators. Last year, I didn't like their coordinators. Let's see where we land this year. Mitchell, the corner from Toledo, hopefully solves their secondary, which was a mess, but he alone can't solve them. I have him at 8.
Number 7.
Listen, you can sell all your Buffalo Bills stock, but their O-line and run game finally arrived last year. I'm not having Josh Allen out of my top 10. The other thing about the Bills, I follow college football. I thought they had another excellent draft. And to Stephon Diggs, oh, they lost Gabe Davis. You never knew what you were getting with Gabe Davis. And they went out and drafted Keon Coleman. And if we're going to give Kansas City credit for their star receiver in the draft, why can't I give Buffalo credit for theirs? I have the Bills still hovering around the Super Bowl bubble at 7.
Number 6.
The Niners, they get Hufanga back at safety, and they did address some secondary stuff. They had 9 Pro Bowlers. They all return from last year. And they went and drafted 2 receivers, Ricky Pearsall. Probably they're going to move off Deebo Samuel. I said this. I felt last year they peaked. I thought that was the best of them. They've got older players. They are relying to carry the load. Physical players, Deebo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Trent Williams. They were mostly healthy last year. They got the Ayuk noise. I think they peaked last year, but I have the Niners at 6.
Number 5.
I love the Packers. I don't think they quite have the roster of Detroit, but I love them. Josh Jacobs, maybe the first or second best running back in the league. They allowed the 3rd fewest sacks in the league, and this team drafts as well as anybody. Forget just the quarterbacks. They draft as well as anybody. Jordan Morgan's a stud at left tackle. I watched him at Arizona. Stud. Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker. Excellent. Javon Bullard, the safety. Marshawn Lloyd, the USC running back. First 4 picks. I thought the Packers and the Buccaneers had the best first 4 picks. I have the Packers at 5.
Number 4.
The Rams. I bought them last year. I thought they had an unbelievable first 4 picks. 4 guys who will start. Corum won't start behind Kyron Williams, but he'll play a ton. All my executive buddies in this league, scouts, thought the Rams crushed it. And they crushed last year's draft. They lost Aaron Donald, but they went and literally got the 2 players they targeted. Jared Verse is the guy along with Brock Bowers in the first round. Those are the 2 guys they wanted. And I think this team, if Matt Stafford is healthy, I think they're going to be excellent.
Number 3.
The Lions. I think it's a stacked roster. I think they're the Niners, but with younger players. I think they're the Niners with a more talented quarterback. They were number 3 in total offense, number 2 in passing offense. They can play from behind. They can play with a lead. They got the conference championship first time since 91. They added Marcus Davenport off the edge. Carlton Davis, I've always liked him in Tampa, the corner. And then they went out and got Terrion Arnold, another corner. So their big issue last year was like Philadelphia a lot. It's like bad at corner, getting torched. They addressed both. They improved their pass rush. I like them.
Number 2.
Ravens. They were the best team for most of the regular season. Why don't I like them? They went and got Derrick Henry. They lose Gus Edwards and Dobbins, but they get Derrick Henry. Listen, they had a disappointing postseason. They rolled teams last year. They rolled teams like Miami. They rolled teams in the regular season. So there's no reason I'm not going to like them. Lamar's in his prime. The coaching staff is great. I had an NFL GM tell me this weekend that he thinks Baltimore's the best run team along with Kansas City and the Rams in the NFL. Baltimore at 2.
Number 1.
Kansas City, until somebody knocks them off. Travis Kelce, Chris Jones signed extensions. Xavier Worthy, I don't know how good he'll be. He worries me, his size, track guy, but if anybody's going to make it work, it'll be Kansas City. They added Hollywood Brown, so I think they go into the season. Rashee Rice, cross your fingers on that, but if he returns, I think their receiving core will be much more worthy of a claim than it was this last year. And listen, last year was the year to beat them. If you couldn't beat them last year with that offense, they're going to be better this year. And so there's my herd hierarchy. I don't think any surprises. I have Cincinnati at number 11, just out of respect for Joe Burrow, but I got to see it. And there's a lot of noise around Cincinnati, what I don't love. T. Higgins, the edge guy. So I don't know exactly what I'm getting. I do think I may have Houston a little bit low, J-Mac. I also think Indianapolis and Jacksonville are close. What say you?
The Rams are plus 3,500 to win the Super Bowl, far behind the Jets, Falcons, Dolphins, and yes, Chicago Bears. The L.A. Rams do not belong in your top 10. I'll accept the oversight.
McVay, Stafford, Kupp, Puka.
Ooh.
Do you see what they did with the offensive line? Ooh, smoking. Nick, right now, joining us live. I got to tell you something. I was this close.
Yeah.
to doing Baltimore 1, Kansas City 2.
Yeah, well, I know you wanted to. I that doesn't surprise me at all. But this is the, you know, graphical version of you bending the knee. You finally admitting that the Chiefs, for here, time immemorial, need to stay at number one. I agree with your smoke on the Rams. I disagree with J-Mac and with Vegas. I think the Rams are, you know, a couple plays go different in that wild card game. It wouldn't have shocked me if the Rams ended up in the Super Bowl. So that Los Angeles team, I understand. But I must admit, Colin, to you and to the audience, for a long time, I thought, and I never told you this, I was like, Colin must be buddies with someone with the Chargers because he loves them and he overrates them and all this stuff. But then they fired everybody and you still love them and overrate them. Everyone else on that list was good last year. They won 5 games, got rid of both of their receivers, and you're like top 10. That I don't understand. Maybe it's the sea air. Maybe they have practice facilities by your palatial estate. I don't know. I really like the herd hierarchy. Number 10 doesn't make sense to me. I got to tell you.
Yeah, probably. I am having dinner with the Spanoses in 2 weeks, so maybe that's it.
See, okay, there you go. All right, so maybe that's what it is. I got to figure something's going on with Colin and the Chargers. I'm not trying to air you out, but it doesn't make sense. They won 5 games. That Quentin Johnson's their number one receiver. It's a problem.
All right, that's a good point. All right, so I was saying this. I was saying, listen, Denver's really good. And why Denver beats the Lakers is because none of their best 4 players, I would count KCP, as maybe their 5th, you know what you're getting with their player. None of them have disappearing games. Rui disappears. D'Lo disappears. Even AD, I love him. His second half offense can disappear because he plays so hard defensively against bigger bodies. LeBron's the most consistent Laker. I almost know exactly what I'm getting. AD 2nd, and his offense dries up late, again, fairly regularly.
Sure.
Yet this morning, it's Darvin Ham. And my take is, they outplayed Denver, and they're not close in the starting 5, and depth is overrated in the playoffs. Aren't we being, isn't this another point fingers at a LeBron coach argument?
Okay, well, so, all right, so let's dissect this. Because it's like, oh, point fingers at a LeBron coach. Well, what are the coaches that LeBron has pointed fingers at? David Blatt. They went to the finals. They had the best record in the East. Oh, my God. What does LeBron want? Well, he got fired and hasn't been back stateside since. So I think the NBA world didn't think he was doing a great job. Frank Vogel. Oh, you won a title. What more do you want from Frank Vogel? Frank Vogel, who got fired by the Magic, fired by the Lakers, and here in the next, I would imagine, 48 hours might be fired by the Suns. And then there's Darvin Ham, who objectively, Colin, did a poor job. Now, your point that the Nuggets are better, if I am power ranking blame, before I would put Darvin Ham, I would certainly put the front office, who just stood pat, didn't make even a move in the margins. People laughed at me at the trade deadline when I was frustrated because I wasn't asking the Lakers to make a major move. But you look at a move that Dallas made that I talked about at the time, adding Daniel Gafford, a backup center who gives them 20 good minutes a night. People are like, oh, is that going to make the difference? Well, I don't know. They just lost game 2 and game 5 on buzzer beaters where they had to play Jackson Hayes real minutes in the playoffs. So maybe it would have. And I think the problem people have with Darvin Ham is the lack of accountability. When he says, well, what do you want me to do? When we don't have guys available, when we have all these injuries, all 4 of your best players played 71, 76, 76, and 82 games this year. It was not, the deep rotation was riddled with injuries. That is true. But the Lakers got a healthier season than you could have expected out of LeBron, the healthiest season of Anthony Davis's career, yet they were the 7th seed because they started 24-25, which had to do with roster construction and the wrong starting lineup. And then in this series, Michael Malone says, well, we have adjustments to make, but we just don't have to make them. Every game of the series, the Lakers lead at halftime, and then once adjustments happen, they lose the 3rd quarter. The Nuggets were the better team. The Nuggets were the rightful winner. But I don't think it's unfair to say that the Lakers were let down by coaching And by the roster construction, I think that part is true, even if this wasn't a championship-level team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed, in style, and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
So it's very rare when you go into a playoff series, you could probably count them on one hand, where one team has two stars, one team has one, and the team with one is really controlling the series. So either Maxey and Embiid are overrated or Brunson's underrated, but every game that's close in that series, I with utter confidence felt Denver would beat the Lakers and the Knicks will beat the Sixers. I feel like the Knicks are going to win all these close games. Is it coaching? Is it Embiid? Embiid's fascinating. He can't win a second-round playoff series in the East. I don't think there's a big guy that plays small more often than him. He's a non-factor on the boards late in games. What are we to make of Philadelphia, the process, Embiid, Simmons, Harden? Can we just blow it up and start over? It's not working.
So it's so tough because every postseason with Embiid, there has been a significant drop-off, but there also has been an injury-related explanation. Well, I mean, twice he's had his orbital bone fractured. He's obviously dealt with a knee. This year he's dealing with a knee and Bell's palsy, of all things. So you don't want to put it all the way on him the way you would James Harden, you know, who has had a lot of postseason legit meltdowns, not injury related. I was at that game in Philly on Sunday. And Embiid was clearly worn out by the end, but that is a little bit of a devil's bargain in this regard, Colin. He was worn out because he didn't sit a single minute in the second half. He didn't sit a single minute in the second half because when he sat for 2 minutes in the second quarter, a 10-point lead became a 3-point lead. They can't sustain without him. And so I think Embiid's playoff resume is fair to pick at. Listen, every MVP in league history, except for Joel Embiid, has at least been to a conference finals, and only two, Steve Nash, Derrick Rose, along with Embiid, haven't been to an NBA final. So that part's fair. The other side of it is this. What Jalen Brunson's doing is remarkable. He combined 85 points, 20 assists in back-to-back playoff games.
Yeah.
Had never been done in NBA history by anyone. This guy's 6 feet nothing and just did it. And having a 47-10 in a game where your team scores 97, it is remarkable. And I will be the first to admit, I liked him coming out of Dallas. I thought it was a smart signing by the Knicks, but I thought he was the third best player on a champion, the second best player on a good team, and the best player on a bad team. Instead, he's the best player on a team that might show up in the conference finals or further. It is unbelievable what he's doing, and I certainly didn't see it coming.
So maybe I was too hard on KD, but I said, you know, the NBA is a players' league like international soccer. NFL's about the shield, the owner, the GM, the coach has great power. If Mahomes would say at any point, I'm leaving the Chiefs to play for the Jets because I really like this slot receiver, we would go, you're out of your mind. KD left the best-run franchise and the best team in the last 20 years, arguably, to go to Brooklyn, and we said, well, you know, he's an artist. And since he left them, that was a mess. Phoenix is a mess. And I'm sorry, Nick, it affects how I look at KD. It would affect if Mahomes went to the Jets. Yeah. I would be like, yeah, he's got great talent, but he's a little kooky. What is KD's legacy today?
Okay. All right. So this is a layered question. First, a lot of what you said is fair, but the front end, I just have to disagree with you on in this regard. We can't compare KD leaving the Warriors to Mahomes leaving the Chiefs, unless we were in a context where for 3 years, the vast majority of football media, anytime Mahomes' name came up, they said, fake rings, fraud, ring, those don't count. Those don't count. We don't like it. You ruin the league. I mean, so we can't. And I know you weren't one of the people killing him for going to Golden State, but the majority of the media was. And so what KD heard was, anything I do here doesn't count. So I guess I have to leave. So to me, I don't blame him for leaving Golden State. Now, he obviously has made some poor choices in who he teams up with in Kyrie and Brooklyn, even though Kyrie's working now with Luka. And then in going to Phoenix, even though I would think KD, the basketball mind, would understand that roster might not work. Those have been some poor choices. And now to get to your question, of course the legacy is impacted. If the fact that Kevin Durant, and this is an unbelievable stat, Kevin Durant, since 2018, since June of 2018, in the last 6 years, has played 11 minutes of playoff basketball after round two is insane. The fact that Kevin Durant, since the foot on the line game, has won 5 total playoff games is insane and unfathomable. The fact that Kevin Durant is going to go through this half decade of his career not seeing a conference finals when the first decade of his career he lived in the conference and NBA finals is bizarre. And when you put pen to paper, I did this the other day, if you are talking all of NBA history, Kevin Durant it is far closer to 20 than to 10.
Yes.
Which 5 years ago would have been unfathomable.
Right.
It would have been unfathomable that Kevin Durant was going to be a fringe top 20 all-time guy when it looked like he was going to be a fringe or inside the top 10. That did happen, and it's a damn shame as a basketball fan.
Okay, so LeBron talked about his future. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's fantastic. I think he fits with AD. I think his business is here. But here's LeBron last night talking about his future with the Lakers. Here we go.
Any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
LeBron is always strategic. So the idea is not sure. He's sure. What'd you make of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he wants to exert leverage where he can. He has been kinder and gentler to the Lakers from a leverage standpoint than he ever was.
Yeah.
His second stint in Cleveland.
Yes.
In Cleveland, it was one-year deals, and you better move. The Lakers, he has given them real security, and I think he feels they haven't rewarded that as of, you know, the deadline this time as an example. And by the way, I can hear people yelling at their TVs across the country, oh my God, he made him trade for Westbrook. What more does he want? This idea that LeBron James had the power to force Rob Pelinka's hand to make a franchise-altering trade, but didn't have the power to get Ty Lue hired when he wanted him, didn't have the power to get anything done at this deadline, didn't have the power to get them to trade for Kyrie last year. Like, yes, he wanted Russ on the team, but yes, Pelinka's had plenty of instances where he told him no on other things. I think there are certain things LeBron wants. I, as a basketball fan, would love to see him have one final arc somewhere else. I think LeBron James bringing the New York Knicks to the NBA Finals for the first time in a quarter century would be pretty great. I think he would fit, you know, in that Julius Randle spot quite well.
Wow.
I also think four rings for four franchises would be unbelievable. All of that is doable. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's going to happen. I think, you know, Philly has a max salary cap spot. I think that makes sense. Cleveland is going to hit their head on a round two ceiling again. I think that would make sense. They need a power forward. I don't think he's going to do any of that. I think he's going to sit back and see what they do this summer, see who their next coach is, see them draft Bronny at 55 and then sign a 3-year max contract with a no trade clause. That's what I think he's going to do. But for my sleep schedule and my ability to watch LeBron James in person, just come out east, man. I mean, the water's not warm, but it's nice. Like, come out east, win a title with the Knicks. And by the way, get all those Knicks fans that never liked Jordan to begin with on your side in the GOAT debate. That's like an electoral college thing. It's like flipping Texas. All of a sudden, the math is different forever. So it's just a thought. Just a thought.
That's actually funny. What's interesting about Jalen Brunson, who I think is just wonderful, but, you know, when he played with Luka, it's like, hello, I'm good here. Would he? And I think he's a great kid. But would he want LeBron, who needs the ball in his hands? If I was Jalen Brunson, and he's a team guy, but he gets to control that whole offense, you don't with LeBron.
Again, a year 22, age 40 LeBron, maybe you could. The problem, probably the biggest problem with my LeBron to the Knicks pipe dream isn't about his family or his businesses or any of that. It probably has to do with the fact that Tom Thibodeau would be like, Bron, it's February 8th. You got 46 minutes in you, buddy? I think I'm going to need you. I think I'm going to need you to go the whole game tonight. It's probably not the best idea.
You had a 2-hour practice in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
On and off day.
Not great.
Good seeing you. First things first after our show. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.